your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy. We'll see temperatures at 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 33. For Wednesday, isolated chances of snow showers, much cooler temps in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 52.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The speed of the economic recovery will largely hinge on the availability, dissemination, and reach of COVID-19 vaccines, pushing a pent-up consumer demand to later in 2021. Now, that according to a comprehensive year-ahead outlook being issued from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. Dan Kowalski, the vice president of the division, said the coming year will be a recovery year for most Americans and the businesses that make up the U.S. economy. He said the early part of the year should look very different than the latter, but in total, economic growth should be about 4% following a retreat of roughly 4% in 2020. The report lists several key factors that will shape agriculture and market sectors that serve rural communities. The largest factor is COVID-19, which will steer the global economy into 2021. Of all the major economies, China has recovered from COVID the quickest, while Europe has suffered the most. CoBank says a post-COVID bounce will come to the U.S. next year, just not anytime soon. Other factors include monetary policy, a strong finish to the 2020 U.S. farm economy, specialty crops, grain and farm supply sectors, a biofuel recovery in dairy and animal protein, and a few things more. President-elect Biden will nominate New Mexico Democratic Representative Deb Haaland to be his Secretary of the Interior. Michael Regan will head the EPA. If Haaland is confirmed, she will be the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Regan will be the second black EPA chief in history after Lisa Jackson, the EPA administrator during Obama's first term. As the Interior Secretary, Haaland would oversee the agency tasked with managing and conserving much of America's federal land and natural resources, including national parks and tribal land. Regan, currently the head of North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
KNDY.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as the COVID-19 vaccine begins to get distributed across the state of Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly says that it's the beginning of the healing and the reopening of the state after the pandemic.
Stormont Vail CEO Dr. Robert Kanegi said, "Today, as we get to talk about one number, the number one, as in day one of the end of this scourge of the pandemic that has impacted us so significantly."
And with the distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine, many teachers are excited about a potential reopening of in-person schooling in the fall.
"I hope that a year from now, I will be dressed as an elf in person with my sixth graders at Robinson Middle School and not having to be dressed as an elf on a Microsoft Teams call."
That audio from Kate News. The governor's plan does have teachers receiving the vaccine in tier number two of the distribution and having healthy adults receive the vaccine by the springtime with children in the summer. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Monday.
It's not just the end of the year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford Insta. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Officials in Kansas's judicial system want to establish more special courts aimed at keeping veterans with behavioral, mental health, or substance abuse issues out of prison. But the Topeka Capital Journal reports that they're pushing the idea amid the coronavirus pandemic and the state's own budget problems. Johnson County established the state's first veterans court in 2016, and it remains the only one in Kansas. Officials in the state's court system said there are obstacles. One, ensuring access to treatment for substance abuse or mental health problems. Another is finding volunteers to help or money for staff. The state is facing its own budgetary shortfalls. And Wichita State University's Technical College is moving forward with plans to open a culinary school downtown in Kansas's largest city and has hired married chefs who helped build another program in the area. The Wichita Eagle reports that President Sheree Utash said that WSU Tech expects to submit its plans for the new program to the Kansas Board of Regents this spring, and it hopes to start the classes in a temporary location in August. They also hired John and Lexi Michael, who started the culinary school at Butler Community College. Mid-America Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus in Nebraska has dropped below 600 for the first time since late October. Nebraska says 598 people across the state were hospitalized with COVID-19 on Saturday. The last time that figure was below 600 was October 30th, and that total remains well below the peak of 987 reached on November 20th. The state reported 670 new cases of the virus on Saturday to raise the total to 155,415. There have also been 1,475 deaths linked to the virus. Also on Saturday, the State Department of Correctional Services said nine more prison staff members had tested positive for COVID-19. Nebraska's Capitol will close on December 24th now that President Donald Trump declared Christmas Eve a federal holiday. The Capitol building will reopen for tours on December 26th. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia holiday bonus cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discounts on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 financed. Expires December 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week approved final purchase of 6.2 acres north of Subway, east of Marysville, from Cope Development for a total of just over $100,000 as a potential site for a new jail facility. An adjacent property north of Caniquip in Marysville, offered at no cost from the Marshall County Partnership for Growth, was rejected due to ground slope, which could have increased construction costs. Utilities and property access were also considerations. Land cost will be funded through the County General Fund Capital Improvement Fund, which can be used for construction projects and has a current balance of some $3.2 million. The county clerk has advised department heads that any excess budget monies will need to be presented and approved by the board at their December 28th meeting. Audit transfers previously approved by resolution and transfers made earlier will also be considered. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard an update on the Economic Partnership, which plans quarterly meetings in various communities. Chad Hilton and Darren Bruna have been selected as new board members, replacing two that had resigned. Vaccine protocols were outlined with healthcare workers prioritized for first shipments expected soon. It's not known at this time when public vaccine supplies will be made available to the county. Washington County Commissioners rejected bids received for lining culverts. Nemahal County Commissioners voted to approve the proposed 2020 budget amendments to be published. They will consider approval of the amendments at a public hearing Monday, December 28th at 10 a.m. An update on the COVID situation was presented, with the Nemahal County health nurse recommending the mask mandate be continued. Commissioners opted to remain under the executive order by the governor until January 11th and will revisit the matter at that time. Mostly routine business for the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last Wednesday and committees meeting earlier in the week. Some 44 doses of COVID vaccine went to the frontline healthcare workers at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville last Thursday, with a limited number of Pfizer vaccines received. Additional doses are expected soon. Authorities report that Cromie Lumber in Marysville was broken into sometime early Sunday morning, with several power tools reported stolen. Anyone with information as to suspicious activity overnight Saturday or early Sunday in the area is asked to contact Marysville Police. Nemahal County authorities received a report December 11th that an unknown person damaged the credit card system at the Centralia car wash while attempting a theft, resulting in damage over $1,800. Wally E. Lord, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service with a celebration of life. Services planned at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Wally Lord, Jr. Richard O. Smith, age 82, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Richard O. Smith. Robert Ryden, age 81, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date with the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Robert Ryden. Evelyn A. Nolte, age 76, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Burial in St. Francis Cemetery in Wahoo, Nebraska. Rosary will start at 10:30 Tuesday. Visitation on Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Nolte.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let Rockwell Shoe Repair bring new life back to your favorite shoes or boots. Dennis can replace soles and heels and also does leather repair and installs zippers. Drop by the shop Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, behind the house at 1200 Walnut in Marysville. Rockwell Shoe Repair, phone 562-7270.
Santa is ready for your letters. Drop your letters to Santa at the Marysville City Hall until December 18th. Sponsored by Marysville Chamber and Main Street, the City of Marysville, and the North Pole.
Join us for Home for the Holidays every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. through Christmas Eve, sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and KNDY Radio. Even in 2020, we can still find a way to spread cheer through the airwaves right here on KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. It looks like we'll see sunny skies in our area through tomorrow and warm temperatures. But we do have a powerful low pressure system that will move across the central parts of the Midwest. Some areas will see a little bit of some rain and snow. But the main thing is behind this Arctic cold front, we will definitely see some cooler temperatures. We'll see high of 60 on Tuesday, but highs only in the lower to mid 30s as we head into Wednesday. We'll see a little bit of a warm up as we head towards Christmas Day and into next weekend. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, around 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 30s. For Wednesday, isolated chances of snow showers in the mid-30s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature late December, 41. Record high on this date, 66. The average low, 19, and the record low was 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:43. Sunset this evening at 5:08.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
The winter solstice coincides with a rare planetary conjunction. We've got the stargazing highlights today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 21st, the 356th day of the year. Comedian Ray Romano shares a birthday with actor Samuel L. Jackson, and winter is officially here. The solstice occurred just after 5 a.m. Eastern. One of the most anticipated sky-watching events of the year is here as well. About once every two decades, there is a great conjunction of the giant worlds, Jupiter and Saturn. Tonight, they'll merge closely enough to nearly appear as a single star. The great conjunction is best viewed roughly 45 minutes after sunset in the fading evening twilight. You'll find the double star formation just above the southwestern horizon. It's easily seen with a naked eye or in a single telescope field of view. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy at almanac.com.
RX Drugstore in Marysville reminds you to bring in any updated insurance cards early as they plan for 2021. Prescription and insurance cards are always welcome, and they'll certainly assist you in finding the very best value for your medications. Always offering the very finest in personal care and service, your Health Mart Pharmacy is RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Kansas City Chiefs defeated the New Orleans Saints 32-29 to tally their 13th victory of the season yesterday afternoon, holding off a late Saints rally to secure a perfect record on the road and their ninth consecutive win overall. The win completed a wild game that saw momentum swing in both directions. The victory kept the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs in pole position to capture the AFC's lone playoff bye as number one seed. College hoops action from over the weekend. The Wildcats didn't do as well as the Chiefs. They took a fall to Baylor by a margin of 100-69. K-State will be back in action today with a 1 o'clock tip-off as they'll take on the Jacksonville Dolphins. Other hoops, Wichita State topped Emporia State on Saturday, 73-57. Shockers will be back in action tomorrow night when they'll mix it up with South Florida. That game tips at 6. At 7, it's KU and West Virginia. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eck Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can save you any money. MuskieEckFord.com.
Notre Dame's loss to Clemson in Saturday's ACC title game didn't prevent the Irish from landing a spot in the college football playoff semifinals. Notre Dame was picked over Texas A&M for the final berth and will take on Alabama near Dallas on January 1st. The other game will have Clemson taking on Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. The Fighting Irish are the first team to lose a conference title game and make the selection committee's Final Four. The ACC is the second conference to have two teams in the playoff, thanks to an invitation to allow Notre Dame to compete during the pandemic-altered season. In other bowl matchups of note, the fifth-ranked Aggies will meet up with number 13 North Carolina in the Orange Bowl January 2nd. Big 12 champ Oklahoma will battle SEC runner-up Florida in the December 30th Cotton Bowl. Number 12 Iowa State is scheduled to face Pac-12 champ Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl January 2nd. And Cincinnati meeting up with Georgia in the Peach Bowl on New Year's Day. I'm Rick Abbott, and that's a look at Kansas sports for a Monday on the Mid-America Network.
Kansas State Basketball Monday. We'll join the 1 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Taking a look at the high school basketball scoreboard for Friday. For the girls, Lynn defeated Axel 38-34. Frankfort falls to Donovan West 52-48. Hanover defeated Centralia 46-38. And Diller Odell beats Lewison 38-8. On the boys' side, Lynn defeated Axel 42-41. Frankfort beat Donovan West 39-32. Centralia defeated Hanover 68-56. And Diller Odell beat Lewiston 54-34. It was a Lynn sweep in high school basketball action in Lynn Friday night. In the girls' game, Sophia Bott led Lynn with 14 points, and Kyra Peters added 11 for the Lady Bulldogs as they defeated Axel 38-34. Aspen Bussing led the way for Axel with 16 points. Lynn improves to 3-3 on the season, and Axel falls to 0-4. And in the boys' game, Keaton Bargman hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to lift Lynn over Axel 42-41. Bargman led the way for the Bulldogs in scoring with 16 points, and Trent Beyer followed with 14 points, giving Lynn their first win of the season, improving their record to 1-5. George Volley led Axel with 21 points, and Isaac Detweiler added 17 for the Eagles, who suffer their first loss of the season. Their record now falls to 3-1. For Candy Wise Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
As a reminder, the Valley Heights Washington County boys basketball game, which had tentatively been scheduled tonight, has been postponed. Valley Heights at Washington County girls and boys now rescheduled for February 15th.
Boost your spirits this holiday season with some simple table decorations inspired by nature. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Save trimmings from your fresh-cut Christmas tree, purchase greens from the garden center, or gather a few from your landscape. Cut the stems to size before placing a few in a vase of water. Add some berry-laden crabapple or holly branches for additional color. Include bare twigs for added interest and form in your arrangements. Set a few greens beside each place setting or on top of a folded napkin set upon each plate. Add a bit of fragrance by using sprigs of rosemary or lavender instead. Use a container of pine cones or acorns for your centerpiece. Add some oranges, pomegranates, or other colorful fruit to your table setting. Even as many of us are planning smaller celebrations, setting a nature-inspired table can make any meal special. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
One of the first men to farm this plot of land used the nearby rock overhang to shelter his herd of hogs. Then he discovered someone else had been living there for over 10,000 years. The story of that intriguing piece of history is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. On Interstate 70 between Columbia and St. Louis, you'll see a sign for Graham Cave.
It's not a cave in the traditional sense of a cave where people envision going in and there's a lot of bats and being able to do spelunking. It's more of a rock shelter.
Don Fredrickson shares the story from Graham Cave State Park.
The cave provided shelter for the populations that were living here at the time, and its proximity to Luter River meant that it was a good place to have a hunting, gathering type population here.
In 1816, the first European settler, Robert Graham, bought the land from Daniel Boone's son, Daniel Morgan Boone. Graham's son used the cave to house a herd of hogs. However, he soon found artifacts that made him realize someone else had lived there long before he arrived.
The artifacts indicate that people were living in the cave more than 10,000 years ago. And it was during the period of time when glaciers were receding, populations were starting to move through this area of the United States. Of course, it wasn't the United States at that point.
Spear points, arrowheads, pottery, ceremonial objects, even axe heads. Many artifacts were found here.
There are other rock shelters located within the park that indicate that there was kind of a community. Artifacts have suggested that there was a continuous occupation for quite a long period of time,
perhaps dating back over 10,000 years.
In fact, this site was the first archaeological site that was actually given National Historic Landmark status in the United States.
The area around the cave is a diverse landscape of bottomland forests as well as sandstone and dolomite glades. It's an oasis that sheltered populations for centuries, today nestled in the forested hills along Interstate 70. Traveling the countryside in Danville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Do you know the history of the woodland on your property? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Woods change over time, but with some observation, they can tell you stories of the past as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If
you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Woodland has a story of how it came to be. If the land has been in the family for some time, you've probably heard tales about the tornado that wiped out the trees or when a fire roared through. A woodland that is new to you may not come with a historical knowledge, but there are ways to look into its past. Josh Van Brakel is a forester and author of a book called Backyard Woodland. He says if the area was farmed in the past or the trees were taken out for some reason, the land comes back in a predictable way. Grasses come first, then woody shrubs, then transition to trees.
What's really interesting with that progression is that you can see that even after the trees grow up, because the trees come in around the same time, they all tend to be about the same height. So you go out there and you see, oh man, all of those trees are basically the same height. There aren't a lot of shorter trees underneath. That can give you a sense that this land probably used to be farmland, pasture land.
Perhaps you found the remnants of a stone foundation, indicating there was once a homestead on the property. Van Brakel says lilac bushes are another good indicator.
These are not native plants to the U.S. They were brought in by colonists who wanted something from the homeland. And so they would often plant lilac right near their house as something beautiful that they wanted to see. And so I've gone out into the woods and you see this wild, gangly lilac bush. There was probably a cabin there at some point.
By reading the rings of a fallen tree, you can decipher years of drought, years of plenty, and scar damage if a fire went through. Find more tips for learning the history of your woodland at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
the most amazing thing about the Christmas story is that Jesus was born in a stable and laid in a manger where cattle ate their hay. As a mom, I can't even imagine it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, Jesus had very humble beginnings, but sometimes it's hard to remember that, especially when we look at all the tinsel and the lights and the presents. If you want to make your Christmas simpler and more meaningful this year, think about giving gifts that are needed most. Maybe there's a family at church that needs some financial assistance, or a neighbor who will be alone for the holidays and would appreciate a meal dropped off. Maybe there's someone who needs to connect via video chat, and you could take a few minutes from your day and make them feel less lonely. What you give really isn't important, but what matters is that you give with a generous and loving heart, just as God did when he gave the most precious gift of all. So this holiday season, remember the simplicity of the first Christmas and think about how you can make a difference for others.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
Farmers are less optimistic following last month's election, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
In October, the Ag Economy Barometer from Purdue University and the CME Group had the highest reading since it was started in 2011, indicating that the farmers surveyed were feeling pretty good about their present and future economic prospects. Then came the election.
And I can't say that I was shocked we saw a little bit of a decline, but I was a little surprised at the magnitude of the decline.
That's Jim Minter, director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture. The Ag Barometer surveys 400 farmers each month across the U.S., anticipating a potential opinion shift following the election. There was a set of questions in both the October and November surveys related directly to government actions that impact the economic status of farmers. Mintert says it was part of the Index of Future Expectations.
The change in farmers' perspectives on future environmental regulation, taxes, the farm income safety net, and government support for the ethanol industry probably help explain the decline that we saw in the Index of Future Expectations this month. We'll continue to monitor responses to these questions as well as others to better understand farmers' change in perspective following the November election.
You can learn more at purdue.edu/agbarometer. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Different opportunities to increase your yields and profits for your grains coming up in the next 2021 year.
And a few of those that come to mind for this upcoming 2021 season are improving overall nutrient availability, and in particular, phosphorus comes to mind. The second one is utilizing or adding the correct adjuvants 2-year crop protection plan to improve overall pest control. And the last one is using seed treatments to manage those early season stressors.
One of the issues that many farmers have begun to struggle with includes phosphorus tie-up that's become a common issue here in the Mid-America region and across the U.S. And he explains how growers and retailers can combat the challenge in their fields before the crops and plants next spring.
So one of the pretty new additions to our product lineup is a product called Trivar. And Trivar is to be used on dry phosphate fertilizer. It utilizes a technology that's been in the CHS agronomy portfolio for quite a few years, the Levasol chelate. And it's a very strong chelate, and so it actually is able to chelate those micronutrients, preventing them from tying up with the phosphorus, which then releases it and keeps it available in both your fertilizer as well as in the soil. Another option that we have is Levasol DFC Zinc. And both products have shown increased phosphorus uptake by as much as 80% and give a nice yield boost of 78% of the yields reporting today.
To learn more, you can go to chsagronomy.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333, 1,000 financed.
KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The speed of the economic recovery will largely hinge on the availability, dissemination, and reach of COVID-19 vaccines, pushing the expected burst of pent-up consumer demand into the latter half of next year, according to a comprehensive year-ahead outlook report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. Dan Kowalski, vice president of the exchange, said the coming year will be a recovery year for most Americans and the businesses that make up the U.S. economy. The early part of the year should look very different than the latter, but in total, economic growth estimated to be about 4% following a retreat of roughly 4% in 2020. 10 key factors they say will shape agriculture and markets that serve rural communities. The global economy look for an uneven recovery ahead. Of all the major economies, they say China recovered the fastest from the pandemic and will finish 2020 in remarkably good economic shape. In the U.S. economy, COVID is still the economy. If and how Congress chooses to fund further relief will impact the speed of said recovery. Monetary policy will be less dramatic, but no less critical. If there is an economic hero, they say, amidst the pandemic, it's the certainty of central banks. The Federal Reserve in particular, they say, stabilized the global financial system within weeks of the pandemic taking hold. The U.S. government look for sweeping leadership changes as the new Congress begins. The political landscape still is somewhat uncertain. The U.S. farm economy shows a strong 2020 finish is boosting the potential for the coming year. Crop prices have been bolstered by robust Chinese purchases and dry growing conditions in key growing regions in the world. Prepare for more shifts in consumer demand when it comes to specialty crops. Also, a recovery in grain, farm supply, and biofuels as we look to the new year. Dairy look for higher feed costs and a restaurant reboot. And rural electricity will be reactive to adaptive. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson saying welcome to this Christmas week. We'll talk a little bit about that later on, but we'll talk about agricultural research and what it means to producers and consumers after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
It's amazing to me what research has accomplished for agricultural producers and consumers in the past century. And I want to talk about the difference I've seen during my career as a farmer and as a broadcaster with the results of this year's National Corn Growers Association Corn Yield Contest. This is the 56th year the association has conducted this contest, and my, what a change it has made in the yield of what we're able to produce and who knows where we can go in the future. I remember on our farm in Wisconsin, if we got 65, 70 bushels per acre in our corn crop, we were having a pretty doggone good year. But look at what has happened in that time, because the results of the current crop yield contest is unbelievable to me. The winner produced 477 bushels per acre, reflecting the resilience of farmers and the value of modern seed varieties, advanced protection production techniques, and innovative growing practices. So the winner of this year's corn yield contest, a farmer in Charlotte, Michigan, Don Stahl, who produced the highest yield in the contest, again, 476.9 bushels per acre. This contest brings farmers together to create, innovate, and explore ways to optimize the nation's largest and arguably most important crop. That, according to Debbie Borg, who is chairman of NCGA's member and consumer engagement action team. And she went on to say, at both the state and national levels, contest winners find new ways to excel while using a variety of techniques. Ultimately, the invention and improvement by farmers and input providers enabled U.S. farmers to continue to meet the future demand for critical food, feed, and fuel. Congratulations to Mr. Stahl from Michigan, winner of the Corn Yield Contest this year. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
We're talking today to Linda McKay, Farmers Cooperative Feed Consultant. Linda, tell us about the Purina Fall Booking Program.
Yes, we have the Fall Cattle Protein Booking with savings on protein tubs, blocks, range cubes, creep, starters, and liquid feeds, all at special pricing to lock in great savings. See our Farmers Cooperative Purina experts to book your order now through November 30th. Good while supplies last. Contact your Farmers Cooperative branch.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
The tires on your vehicle have an expiration date. The safety of your ride depends on knowing what that expiration date is. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
New tires for your vehicle, chances are they've been sitting on the shelf for years and they're not new at all. All tires have an expiration date, and if it's been 6 years or longer since their date of manufacture, safety becomes a gamble. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says the manufacture date is a Department of Transportation code of 10 or 11 numbers embossed on the inside of the tire. The last four numbers include a two-digit week code and a two-digit year code.
So if it was 3601, it would be week 36 of 2001 when it was manufactured. They're not always installed as soon as they're manufactured, but that's sort of when the degradation of the rubber starts, as it just sits there. Newer rubber's a little softer and starts to harden over time. Some of the oils come out of it and that sort of thing. So that's why they've come up with these dates.
Yoder says not all retailers understand these codes, so when you're buying tires, ask for the newest tires they have or ask to look at the codes. If the tires currently on your vehicle are in good shape but at or beyond that expiration date, it's wise to replace them.
It's still going to be a hazard of a blowout or a sidewall breaking, even though there's plenty of tread on it. The recommendation is to still have them replaced at that time because other parts of the tire could be failing.
No matter how old the tires are when you buy them, the most important aspect of tire safety is regular maintenance and inspection. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about tire expiration dates at agriculture.com.
John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements, and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Henke today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we go through a Monday today and kind of a turnaround Monday. As we started off mostly in the red across the board, mostly lower everywhere. Now we're seeing a lot of green pop up in just about all of the markets right now. In the grains, we do see corn as they've been struggling in the red, and they kind of went flat over the last hour or so. Now we're seeing them back into the green just a little bit. March corn right now up a quarter to 437 and three quarters. May corn sitting a half in the green to 439 and three quarters. On the wheat side, we see some green here as well. March KC wheat up 2 3/4 to 572 even. May KC wheat is up 2 1/4 to 575 and 3/4. Soybeans, same story here. They've been doing relatively well today. January soybeans up 16 points right now to 1236 even. March soybeans are up 16 and a half to 1240 and a half. On the May side, we see them 16 and a half up to 1240 and a quarter. On the meal side, we see green here. January up 350 to 409 even. March soybean meal is up 340 to 408 and 60 cents. On the oil side, that one's still struggling in the red just a little bit. 28 cents and lower for January to 39.79. March is down a quarter to 39.42. On the livestock, we see a lot more green than what we did earlier today, with January feeder cattle really unchanged right now at 140.45. But we see March feeder cattle right now up 47 cents to 142.77. On the lean hog side right now, we see up 2 pennies for February to 65.82. April sitting 7 cents higher to 69.85. Live cattle, they've come back into the green mostly here. December live cattle up 22 cents to 110.70, and the February down 5 cents to 114.80. quick in the metals market right now. We see it mixed across the board here. Gold is down 470 right now. Silver is up 37 cents to 26.32. Copper is down 5 pennies to 3.57. And platinum sitting 25.40 down to 10.17 and 70 cents. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1,000 financed.
Number one for today's hot new country and your all-time favorites. Serving Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska since 1974. KNDY-FM, Marysville.
State basketball. Kansas State Wildcat football live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.